At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I am looking right into the camera right now, and we have, coming up in just a few minutes, we have Brady Quinn, who's going to join us, Fox Sports college football analyst, Fox Sports Radio. He's on Big Noon Kickoff. He's up there with Reggie Bush and the whole thing. It's a big deal. You're going to love him. He's coming up at 9:05. Buckeyes take it on Texas. How big of a game is it still? Because we have a college football playoff. Like, it's not as do or die as it used to be, but I still kind of like it that way better.
Well, there's no doubt the college football traditions, the rivalry, seeing these teams in these uniforms in that venue is going to be awesome. And it's awesome that, you know, these teams aren't scheduling a patsy before they get right to it. And I do think this is the future of college football. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think, you know, the SEC just went to a ninth conference game. But in the end, I think we are all getting closer and closer to having it look more like professional football, where you're playing teams that can actually field a roster that is on par, that if they have a given amazing game, they can beat you. And that's never been the case in college football for the Cadillac programs. They always have games that are walkovers and homecoming games against bad teams. And the SEC likes to load these games at the end of their season, right before their rivalry games. The Big Ten teams get them in early on. I think all that is going away. With that said, you know, what I loved about college football more than the NFL forever was that every game was life or death. And if you lost one of these games, your season could be over. And maybe that was silly. Maybe your season shouldn't be over if you lose a game in August. Okay, it's probably true. You shouldn't. But it was still cool. And it made that season and reacting to those games bigger than life itself. And you remember them 30 years later. I don't know if this Texas-Ohio State game is going to be remembered 30 years from now. Probably not, because it doesn't have that cachet anymore.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, I go back and read through a lot of history because, you know, I'm really nerdy about that type of stuff when it comes to college football. And there, I see some of these matchups. I'm like, man, really? Like, Ohio State and Florida State played at the beginning of a season? Like, it throws me off that there were these matchups back in the day that we don't talk about still. So I don't know how many.
By 2005,
30 years?
No, we're still talking about Vince Young coming into the horseshoe and winning in 2005.
I mean, he's still one of the most prolific college football quarterbacks who ever lived. So
yeah, but that
he's a different animal than what some of the other ones
have been. That was the call for him to his launching pad. I mean, he was known, but that was the launching pad for him to have the season that he ended up having. And that was a critical loss for Ohio State.
And here's Brady Quinn, who joins us right now on the fan hotline as we get set for the Buckeyes in Texas.
Can I chime in?
Please.
Can I chime in on this?
Yes, please.
So we played USC that year as well as Ohio State. And I think what a lot of people forget, yes, a loss early for Ohio State, but that was Troy Smith's first year starting. And I think that Ohio State team at the end of the year would have been a better matchup for Texas in the national championship than USC. When we had played USC, that defense, when you wanted to, was not as good as the previous years when they had won national championships. So I've always kind of contended that since we played both, it would have been a better matchup to see Ohio State play Texas versus Vince Young. And as good as that game was, everyone made it such a big deal. It comes down to the end, Vince with the iconic run into the end zone. I think that Ohio State team was all around better by the end of that year than where USC was at.
So it is amazing. If you think Brady Quinn joining us right now, if there was a playoff, there's so many years, and Ohio State fans have asked this forever about specific years, had there been a playoff, what would have happened? And so that does create the excitement and the opportunity. Think about Ohio State last year and how we talk about that Ohio State team last year. The moment they had lost to Michigan and in normal seasons, so many years of college football history, their season's over. Think about what we say about Ryan Day. Think about what we say about so many guys on that team. And then now we have an expanded playoff. They go on to win the championship. So much of our history regarding college football would have changed forever.
I think that's one of the things that makes this expansion, this new age of college football, a bit uncomfortable for me, only because it's been a sport that's been dominated by the regular season. And the rivalries, the history, the tradition of those, you know, why some of the rivalries have even come about. I mean, Notre Dame USC has been one that has been a hot topic of debate for a number of reasons. But, you know, everything that goes into that, it's being watered down because you have the opportunity for rematches. And obviously those rematches in a sudden death scenario in the playoff feel like there's more magnitude on those games, even though back in the day, I mean, it kind of was a sudden death scenario. It always was that for Ohio State, Michigan, back when there was just the BCS. It's kind of felt like that, obviously, when they had the divisions and only a four-team playoff. It felt like, hey, the loser's not going to get in. So the winner of this game is ultimately going to go on to the Big Ten Championship and have a shot of representing the Big Ten, and most likely represent the Big Ten in the playoff if they win. So we are venturing into a new world where, as the playoff expands, it takes away from some of these matchups in the course of the regular season, which I kind of hate. But I understand that, you know, things have to kind of grow and evolve, and that's where we are. There's obviously a lot of money at stake, and that plays as big of a role in anything as anything else.
Well, what you say, I think, is 100% correct, Brady. Brady Quinn joining us on the show. There is a couple of things, though, that I think that might be underlying, that might be maybe a little bit positive. Like a guy like Julian saying, if he goes out there and loses on Saturday, people freak out. Maybe people freak out anyway. But it's like, well, you still have a playoff. You can still right the ship and get going. Like, we're not freaking out and firing your coach and putting you on the bench if you go out there and don't play well against Texas.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that's interesting when I talked to Ryan Day this offseason was how they have to approach the regular season. And not that they're approaching it like it's okay to lose any game. And you can, you know, you can use the Oregon game, for example, the final moments of that with Will Howard sliding just a little bit too late. Or even their performance versus Michigan, which, I mean, I still go back to that. Like, I was more floored at the result of that game and the performance of that Ohio State team versus the Michigan team that I watched in preparing for that all year, and how Ohio State at their best, like, Michigan shouldn't have been anywhere even on the field with them. And unfortunately, that day at home, it just didn't amount to that. And how Will Howard played in that game. And then you've kind of fast forward to the playoff. It felt like, you know, that team finally, something clicked and they played to their capabilities. They played to their talent. And that's really what it's about now. It's not so much of getting your team to be playing its best football for the end of the regular season, then take this month off and you're playing into a bowl game or playing in a, you know, playoff game scenario. It's now, you know, you're turning around, preparing yourself to get into the playoff and make a run, which is like two entirely different things. And Ryan Day kind of talked about it. Like, we obviously, they need to play their best football right out the gate because you're playing the second or maybe the first most talented team in the country this season. But if you lose, it's not the end of the world. And then being able to, you know, change that mindset, not only for the players, but for the coaches. Because such for a long period of time, it felt like if you lost, like, we're out of it. Like, what are we playing for now? And that's obviously not the case now moving forward with the expanded playoff.
You know, Ohio State has two of the most talented players in the nation, you know, one on offense, one on defense. But who do you give the edge to roster-wise for these two teams?
I give the edge to Ohio State, and to me, it's all about the trenches. You know, if you look at Texas, they've got four or five new starting offensive linemen. The center, Chester's the only one coming back. Obviously, a new full-time starter in Arch Manning. They started a little bit last year. But then also their defensive tackles. You know, Colin Sims is a phenomenal player on the edge, but like Ohio State kind of held up and did their part on their own. And I would actually say that they've got one starter returning, but there's three guys who started games, played significant time for them coming back. So it's not the same conversation as Texas is having on their offensive line necessarily. And the one thing I think I'd point out that I find most interesting to see based on who comes out there and starts and plays for Texas on defense at D tackle is Hiro Kanu, who's the Ohio State defensive tackle who transferred to Texas. If he starts, it's kind of
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That he had to go to Texas in order to get onto the field, at least in regards to what Ohio State feels like they have in the interior of the defensive line and what, you know, where Texas is at in the interior of the defensive line. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's going to tell you all you need to know. And I think that advantage is in the way of Ohio State. That's how it played out in the semifinal game. Obviously, Texas not being able to run the football, not being able to really stop the run. The only X factor to all of that for Texas is Arch Manning's legs. He's a way more capable runner than Quinn Ewers, who took 4 sacks and, you know, could run at times, but is not more of a dual threat. And Arch Manning is closer to that. So, you know, what Manning's able to do with his legs and how it could open some things up for the running backs of Texas and open up the running game, it's something to keep an eye on. But Ohio State, to me, with the experience on their O-line, some of the experience they had to throughout the course of the playoffs, getting those guys who maybe weren't full-time starters, but really, really important starting experience, and then what they have on their defensive front, to me, that's where the biggest advantage is. And obviously, you know, we can talk about the receivers and, you know, how talented Ohio State's receiver room is, et cetera, but I still just think this game is won and lost in the trenches.
How long have you known about Arch Manning, and what are you expecting for this to be his real debut? I know he's played in a couple of games, but this is his real college football potential coming out party.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you go back to last year, and like, you know, starting versus Mississippi State, is, you know, it was in the cellar of the SEC last year. I wouldn't necessarily say it helps you prepare and, you know, helps you knock off some of that. But like what he's going to experience in Columbus, you know, come noon on Saturday is an entirely different, you know, start and experience and speed of the game. But, you know, we've known the Manning family for kind of a while, and Cooper Manning has done some work with Fox. You know, when we talked to him, like, he kind of talked about Arch as he was coming up through high school and started to kind of follow what he was doing in the state of Louisiana. And you got kind of a sense and feel that he was going to be potentially following in the footsteps. Once I got to Austin, I was able to see him when he came in as a freshman. And this is back when, you know, Ewers was hurt, Malik Murphy was playing, and they really had a plan set in place for Arch to sit and learn and grow, not only physically, but also kind of mentally within the system and kind of bring him along. You could tell, though, watching him practice, watching him throw the ball, he had the arm strength. He was a bigger kid. I mean, even as a freshman, he dwarfed what Quinn Ewers looked like, you know, physically. And so you knew he was going to have check all those boxes of what he needed to be in order to succeed. And I think what I saw from just watching him a little bit last year was he's got kind of that playmaking ability. And I'm not saying that like Peyton didn't or Eli didn't, but it's different. He's probably closer to Archie Manning, his father, as far as with his ability to move around and run and make some plays. You know, he kind of saw his first sample size versus Colorado State when he got in the game. He kind of flips the ball out on a scramble, making the play for a touchdown. There's just a number of things you saw, and you're like, all right, you know, Peyton and Eli weren't doing that. So you kind of knew a little bit last year with some of his playmaking ability, but even just seeing him, you know, spit the football around in practice, you knew he had potential for sure.
Is there anything that you've seen in the limited experience that you've seen him on the field where it's like, I don't know, that could be like a terminal flaw. That might be a flaw that gets in his way. Is there anything there that might scare you for the future?
No, I mean, honestly, I haven't seen enough of him yet to be able to even make that sort of determination. You know, I think when you see a little bit and get a small sample size, you're kind of looking at least I am, more with the upside. And honestly, watching his game, I mean, he's the type of guy, if he plays the way he's capable of this year, he'll be the first overall pick next year. He just is. Like, you know, there's not another quarterback in this draft class that I feel like checks all the boxes the way he does. And I know we give him a lot of credit because he's a Manning. But again, when you would put on last year the film and you'd watch his balls zip across the screen compared to Quinn Ewers, it just looked different. It felt different. When you see him in person, you're like, all right, this guy's got more higher-end potential. And obviously, again, Ewers didn't get drafted as high as I'm sure he would have liked. Definitely not as high as when he first went to Ohio State. And people thought, you know, the type of quarterback and player he was going to be. It didn't ever really turn out to be that. I think Archie Manning has the ability to be that player that everyone expects him to be. So I don't see any flaws with what he's done so far, but also he hasn't played probably enough to really see any of that.
Brady Quinn with us quickly. Shedeur Sanders is going to start the season maybe on the practice squad. Could be third string for the Browns at quarterback. What do you think of the whole situation and how it's been handled by the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think the tough thing is like, you know, if you're why trade for Kenny Pickett if you're going to draft both Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders in the third, fifth round? Now, you might say, well, hey, look, we want to have two veterans duke it out to be the starting, you know, starter for the season. And then obviously whoever didn't win it was going to get traded. And we believe in these two rookies and their development. But look, I think, you know, both Dylan and Shedeur have made strides. They're obviously rookies. They still have a lot to learn. You know, I think the thing that's come up a little bit with Shedeur is just, you know, the sense of the pocket. And a lot of guys that are young, they get in this habit of turning their hips parallel to the line of scrimmage. And that naturally, you know, forces them to want to run left or right instead of up into the pocket to then throw. And that's something that you can train out of you. Bryce Young had that habit. I called a game early in his rookie year, and he was able to kind of train it out more last year to get better at moving up into the pocket to then throw the football and get the ball out of his hand quicker. But this is a game of anticipation, and you've got to be able to throw the ball to spots and before those guys are even out of their breaks. And I think as he grows and continues to get comfortable, you know, you'll see a lot of things you saw Colorado. I mean, he's got the ability to throw the football and play in this league. It's just about speeding up that pace of play and then understanding how to navigate within that pocket.
Brady Quinn joining us here on the Fan Hotline. So if Ohio State has the better roster, why do guys like Paul Feinbaum say it's going to be a blowout for Texas?
An SEC homer. I mean, it's not that complicated.
I forgot Texas was in the SEC.
I know, but I had to set you up with it. I didn't know if you'd take the bait. I'm glad you did. Thank you so much.
I mean, here's the thing. I try to be, you know, honest with people. I realize I work for Fox. Everyone thinks we're Big Ten thumpers. I mean, I'm a Notre Dame alum. We're not even at a conference, so I kind of take a different approach to everything. The way I look at it is Texas and Ohio State are two of the most talented teams. All right, but like, there's no doubt about it. But to say they're going to drum Ohio State, I don't see it. Like, I really don't. I think these teams are very evenly matched. Both defenses will be ahead of the offense. I'd be shocked if it's a shootout. So for those out there who like to gamble, I'd say play the under. But, you know, to me, this is one where, like, home field advantage is going to play a huge factor. You know, anytime we opened up early in a season on the road, especially before teams really got going and, you know, whether just how good they are or how bad they are, it's tough, man. It's tough. Like, it's a new operation. Both teams got a lot of newness out there, and there's going to be some of those early game, you know, ball security, tackling, like all those things that you don't really find out about until you play the first game. So I just think that always gives a distinct advantage to the home team in this case, and I don't see this being a blowout. I think this is going to be a great game. Again, more defensive in nature. It all comes down to the trenches, but whoever loses this game is definitely not out of it.
All right, if he asks you, will you help smuggle in David Portnoy into the shoe for the broadcast?
You know, I was getting late texts last night about all this and all this stuff, and I saw the comments of Ross Bjork. And let me just say this. I don't know what the hell's going on, I will say this, and I don't know, I'm not going to say in defense, but we've had people who are not on our desk to start our show be on the desk in the stadium. It's a tight fit, but we've done it. I mean, I'll put it this way. Matthew McConaughey is going to be there. I'm pretty sure he'll be on the desk inside the stadium. He's coming from Texas, the team they're playing. So I don't know what damage control Ohio State's doing, how much validity there is to whether or not he was actually banned or if this is all just made for TV. What I do know is there's room for one more at the desk. We've had players, coaches, other people on. So wherever front office sports got that report from, you know, someone doesn't want him in the stadium. And I know Ohio State wasn't happy about the hire, so it feels like they're doing a bit of damage control right now. I just think it's all petty. It's all ridiculous if that's the case. I mean, it's fun. It's a great, you know, it's a great game. Like, why are we, you know, focusing on this off the field crap when we've got the greatest, you know, matchup to start a season I think we've ever seen in college football history?
Brady Quinn, Fox Sports, college football analyst, Fox Sports Radio, former Brown, former Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He'll be on Big Noon Kickoff coming up on Saturday. Brady, thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
Brady Quinn on the Fan Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.